Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a layered Amen variation and shaping it into a DJ-friendly jungle and old-school DNB structure in Ableton Live 12, using resampling as the main creative move. And if that sounds like a lot, don't worry. The workflow is actually really beginner-friendly. We're going to build one solid Amen loop, add a second variation layer, print the result to audio, and then arrange it like a real tune with intro, drop, switch up, and outro sections. The big idea here is simple. One break should carry the weight, and the other should add movement, tension, sparkle, or detail. That's how you get that classic jungle energy without just looping the same sample forever. First, open a new Ableton set and set the tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a nice starting point, go with 172 BPM. That sits right in classic jungle territory and works great for old-school flavor DNB. Now create a few tracks. You'll want one track for your main break, one for your variation layer, one for bass, one for FX, and one extra audio track for resampling. You can name them something simple like drums A, drums B, bass, FX, and resample print. Keeping your session organized now will save you a lot of confusion later. If you have a reference track, drop it in and keep it low in the mix. You're not trying to copy it exactly. You're just checking the vibe. Listen for how busy the break is, how the snare sits, and how the arrangement changes over time. Jungle and old-school DNB usually feel alive, because they keep shifting in small ways. Now let's build the foundation. Drag an Amen break into your main drum track. If it's a raw audio break, turn warp on and try beats mode first. Beats mode is often a good choice when you want the break to stay punchy and rhythmic. If the source is more musical or stretchy, Complex Pro can work too. But for now, keep it simple. Start with a one-bar loop. That's enough. Make sure the snare is landing cleanly on the backbeat, and that the groove feels tight. If the break feels muddy, add an EQ8 and clean it up a little. Roll off the very low end around 30 to 40 Hz, and if the middle feels boxy, try a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. Don't overdo it. The goal is just to make room. This is one of those moments where less really is more. The Amen already has character. Your job is not to force it, but to let it breathe. Next, duplicate that break to a second track and make a variation. This is where the loop starts sounding like a produced idea instead of a copy-paste. Keep the changes small and musical. For example, you might remove one ghost note, shift a tiny slice slightly earlier, add a reversed hit into the snare, mute a kick tail, or chop the last eighth note into a little fill. If you want to get more hands-on, try slicing the break in simpler. Set simpler to slice mode, slice by transients, and play with a few 1/8 or 1/16 note patterns. You're not trying to reinvent the Amen. You're just making a second layer that adds motion and surprise. And here's a teacher tip. Think in energy rolls. Your main break is the body. Your variation layer is the movement. If both layers try to be the star, the groove gets crowded. If one supports the other, the whole thing starts to hit harder. Now balance the two layers so they work together. On the main break, keep the punch and body intact. If needed, use utility to keep the low end centered. On the variation layer, high pass much more aggressively, somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, and pull the volume down a bit, maybe 6 to 12 dB quieter than the main break. That variation layer should feel like texture, not another full drum kit. If you want a little more grit, add a touch of saturator to one or both drum tracks. Just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB. With soft clip-on, that can help the break feel more dense and more like classic jungle, especially if you're going for a slightly rougher old-school edge. If the layers clash, don't panic. This happens all the time. Try nudging the variation a few milliseconds later, lowering one snare transient, or removing any low-frequency hits that are doubling the main break. A tiny offset or a tiny edit can make the groove breathe again. Now for the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track called Resample Print and set its input to resampling. Arm that track, then play your loop for 4 to 8 bars and record the output. This is a big moment in the workflow, because now you've committed the layered groove into a new audio performance. That means you can chop it, reverse it, stutter it, and arrange it much faster than if you kept rebuilding the parts from scratch. Resampling is basically like making your own custom sample pack out of your own loop. Once the resampled audio is printed, listen back and find the strongest 1 or 2 bar section. Consolidate it if needed, trim away anything weak, and duplicate the best part to build your arrangement. If the audio already sits nicely, don't over-edit it. Beginners often do too much after printing. Sometimes the best move is to leave the printed groove alone and let the little imperfections stay in. That grit is part of the sound. Now we turn the loop into a DJ-friendly structure. In jungle and old-school DNB, phrasing matters a lot. Think in 4-bar chunks, 8-bar chunks, and 16-bar sections. DJs need clean places to mix in and out, and the listener needs enough variation to stay interested. A simple structure could be this. The first 4 bars are a stripped intro with fewer elements, maybe just top-end break, filtered bass, or a lighter version of the groove. Bars 5 to 8 bring in the full drum impact. Bars 9 to 12 add a fill or a small switch-up. And bars 13 to 16 give you a slight reduction, so the loop can reset or transition smoothly. That's the classic way to make something feel like a real section instead of just a loop. Every 4 bars, change something small. Every 8 bars, make a more noticeable shift. Every 16 bars, make it feel like a complete statement. For the intro, you can keep things minimal. Maybe use the variation layer first with a filter on it, or leave the bass out until the drop. Then, when the full break hits, open everything up. One really effective trick is to close a low-pass filter slightly over the last 2 bars before the drop, then open it suddenly on the first hit of the main section. That contrast is what gives jungle and DNB that sense of lift. Now let's add simple bassline. Keep it straightforward. You do not need a super complex bass pattern for this lesson. A clean mono sub is enough, with maybe a little reese or bass stab to answer the drums. If you want pure sub, operator is great. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, and write 1 or 2 notes that follow the root. If you want a bit more movement, Waveatable can give you a basic detuned re-style tone. Keep the low end under control, and low pass it if the sound gets too bright or aggressive. The bass should support the breaks, not fight them. A good beginner approach is to place short notes after the snare, maybe one sustained note before a fill, and then a small gap during the switch-up. That little call and response space helps the drums feel bigger. Now add a little automation. This is one of the easiest ways to make the variation feel alive without adding more samples. Automate a filter cutoff on the variation layer. Automate a little reverb send on a fill hit. Automate a small gain drop with utility right before a transition. You can even automate the bass filter to create tension before the main drop. A really useful jungle move is to filter the drums down slightly over the last 2 bars, then snap the filter open on the first hit of the next phrase. That simple contrast can make the whole section feel way more dramatic. At this stage, route your drum tracks into a drum group or drum bus. This helps the layered amen feel like one record instead of separate clips. On the bus, you can add a glue compressor with a light touch, maybe just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You can also use EQA to gently tame any harshness around 3 to 6 kHz or any muddy buildup around 250 to 400 Hz. If you want a little extra weight, try drum bus slightly. Just be careful not to crush the groove. The point is glue, not destruction. And don't forget to check mono. That's a huge part of making DNB that works in the real world. Keep the sub centered, keep the kick centered, and make sure the break still has power when the stereo width disappears. If the variation vanishes in mono, it probably relies too much on stereo tricks and not enough on actual rhythm. A few common mistakes to avoid: don't layer 2 full breaks at the same volume, don't flood both layers with low end, don't overread it before the groove is stable, and don't forget about arrangement. A lot of beginner loops sound good for 2 seconds, but fall apart because they never become a phrase. Jungle needs motion. Also, try to leave some imperfections in. A tiny bit of tining drift, a chop tail, or a slightly crunchy resampled edge can make the loop feel much more authentic. Clean is good, but too clean can kill the vibe. Here's a quick practice exercise if you want to really lock this in. Find 1 amen and loop it at 172 BPM. Duplicate it. Then make 3 tiny edits on the second layer, remove 1 ghost note, add 1 reverse hit, and mute 1 kick or snare tail. High-pass the variation layer around 120 to 180 Hz. Resample both layers for 4 bars. Then arrange the printed audio into a short intro, a full groove, a fill or switch, and an outro. Add a simple mono sub with operator, using just 1 or 2 notes. Then listen once in mono and once in stereo, and fix anything messy in the low end. If you have time, make 2 versions. One version should feel classic and old school, with a cleaner 16-bar shape and subtle processing. The other can be more aggressive, with a darker filtered variation layer, a stronger resample pass, and a little more distortion on the drum bus. Compare them in mono and ask yourself which one feels more DJ-friendly, which one hits harder, and which one leaves more space for the bass. So to recap, build 1 strong amen. Add a subtle variation, resample the layered result, and arrange it in phrases that make sense for a DJ. Keep one layer as the body and the other as the movement. Use small edits, not huge ones. Keep the sub simple, and always think about how the section feels when it moves from one phrase to the next. If you can make a clean layered amen loop and turn it into a 16-bar DJ-friendly structure in Ableton Live 12, you've already got a real foundation for jungle and old-school DNB production. And from there, it's all about refining the details and pushing the vibe.